characters two stories to heighten their effect. He paired the story of Nicodemus coming at night, leaving clueless, and the woman at the well coming at noon and leaving transformed. He pairs the stories of the Pharisees, who remained spiritually blind while the man who was physically blind could see. Now, John pairs two stories about washing feet to heighten their message about love. First, John tells us the story of Mary of Bethany, who is the sister of Martha and Lazarus. They're sharing a meal in honor of Jesus after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. During the dinner, Mary pours expensive perfume on Jesus' feet and washes his feet with her hair. Judas protests about the waste of money, but we recognize Mary's act as a sign of great love. In the next chapter, Jesus and his disciples are sharing another meal. When Jesus gets up from the table, takes off his robe, ties a towel around his waist, and washes his disciples' feet. John the Baptist would have been horrified. He told everyone he was unworthy to untie Jesus' sandals. And now Jesus is doing this to his disciples. Peter protests about his behavior, but we recognize that Jesus' act, just like Mary's, is a sign of great love. He tells them, "A new command I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Mary's act of love foreshadows Jesus' act of love. Jesus then asks, "Do you know what I have done for you?" If we can't answer that question, or at least try to answer it, how can we know what we're doing when we love one another? Jesus tells us to do as I have done to you. Unless we understand what that is, how can we imitate it? Do you know what I have done for you? That is a question for tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. It's actually a question for every day. What Jesus has done and continues to do for us is about birth and baptism, the teaching, the healing, the body, the blood, the basin, the towel, the death, and the life. It is about love. So we ask ourselves again, do we know what Jesus has done for us? What exactly do we think we are doing? If our washing and our eating and our drinking means anything, it's to respond to his command to love one another as he has loved us. To love as Jesus loved is to cross boundaries, to stand with the lowliest among us, and to challenge the accepted way in which the world does business. To love as Jesus loves is to turn the world upside down. So I'm going to end with a poem by Friar David Hurt. "And everything is upside down, like faces mirrored in a bowl, an earthen vessel roughly formed that's full of water, while the one who was once robed incomparable in light removes his outer robe to tie a towel, a servant's garb, around his waist and stoops to wash his followers' feet of traces of the dusty Roman roads they've walked." Yes, everything is upside down. For whom in all this world would like to think that him whose praises we sang, "Hosanna to King David's son," should stoop to take a servant's part? Oh, we would rather he should reign on high with us at his right hand. But servant, Lord incomparable, you call us to remove our pride and outer robe and stoop to wash all others' feet, humility, and thrust down deep our dusty feet to take the love you offer us into the bowl reflecting you. So, dear church, come to this table of love, then go. Do as Jesus commanded. Turn the world upside down. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another as he loves us. Write this commandment in our hearts and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.